I've heard them say, some of them say, well, I've been working around home, you know, and I hear them talking, you know, about the farming work is what they was all going to do, and they wanted to hire the colored people on the farm. And they said that was the only mistake that they had ever made in this county, was to let the, what he called a nigger, buy and own his own home. See, up until Roosevelt come in president, they said you couldn't get a nigger to do nothing after then. You go home, you said, but then they, and after that Roosevelt come in, worked his time out of president, you know, he fixed a nigger, left a farm. And all of them went up the country and moved to town and bought their own homes, and them that had them built them up and living on their own home. Now, mostly any side of town, you go on here now, you see colored folks, he, 9 times out of 10, he owned that home. It may not look like nothing. You go to my house, you don't see nothing but a crib-like, but it's mine.
It's home.
Yeah, it's mine. So we've had all that improving since 40. Just a little bit more, but now there's no industry in here whatsoever. All the things in here, the people, purple, all the people that's living here and got any job worthwhile now, it's in Winter Robin, Fort Benning, Thomaston, and a little factory right back down here on the edge of the county, Harlow here. Mm-hmm. And that's the only industry, no industry at all here.
Now, one of your, the grandparents that you did know were ex-slaves.
My grandfather, yeah. Grandmother,
on
my
mother's side.
Uh-huh.
Now,
they was.
Now, were they slaves in this area, or
well,
did they move here after emancipation?
Well, they're, I don't know exactly where they were freed in this county or not. I'm quite sure they were, because the only way we could get up was my grandmother's age. A little before she passed, I went around among the people that she told us that she belonged to. And some of them had children with grandchildren. And we would, she could tell us about, she nursed her mother, you see, and had to see about her mother. And we'd asked her about how old her mother was. And when they figured it up, that was in 28. She died the 4th day of July in 28. And they figured it up and told me that near as they get to it, and they were satisfied, there wasn't no, well, they was inside of 5 years of how old she was. And she, they gave it to us 114. She, my grandfather, he was about 92 when he died. He died in 18. My old grandmother died in 28.
Did she talk much about her?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, because I, some folk, I tell them all now, some folk talk about they love everybody, but I told them, ever since I looked at my grandmother's back, when she got down, she died in my house, me and my first wife. And her, there wasn't a place on her back that what you could put your hand and what you want laying it on the skull. It come from her back there and slave. I know well that if I'd have been living then, I wouldn't have lived with that grown fitter. Tore her up like that, so no. So things like that, you know. Now my father, the way I've heard him talk about, he died when I was 9 years old. My mother died when I was 13. And
did you have sisters and brothers?
I had 4 or 5 sisters. And all of them are dead now, but one. One last one died in last November, was a year ago, in Pittsburgh. All of them died in Pittsburgh.
And all of them went away?
Yes, right? Uh-huh. That's his body cousin.
And the one who's still living lives in Pittsburgh?
No, all of them dead now. I'm the only one in that immediate family living.
Oh.
All of them died. My wife, my first sister, the oldest sister, she died in 60. My wife died in 61. And my next baby, my baby sister, she died in 63. And the other one died in 69. She's been dead a year last November.
You were about to tell me about your father.
Ma'am?
You about to tell me something that your father, you heard your father say?
Mm-hmm. My father, he was raised in West Virginia. And I heard him telling that he used to, he must have been in some trouble, the way I realized since I think about the way he was telling it, you know, him and his brother left home. And somewhere they got over in Virginia there and they had to cross a foot log, cross a creek or something. And his brother slipped over there and fell and then drowned it. both of them was coming this way, and so he got his brother out and got him buried somehow or another. I don't understand just how he got him buried, but I heard him talking about he got drowned, and he come on over here, and he was over here a while. He met mother and they got married, and he was a butcher. He liked to butcher cows and beef and stuff, sell, you know, you'd sell it on the wagon. Get him a mule and wagon, and he'd go all over this country selling beef and butcher goats and things like that. And I heard him say his mother was named Dinah. I remember that well. His mother was named Dinah. Because I just sat down like children, you know, and he'd sit down and talk to us, you know, and tell us. He was rough as all outdoors. He didn't care for nothing.
Sound like an exciting person. Yeah. Listen, it has been so nice talking with you and having you spend this time with us, and I thank you very much.
Well,
now I'm going to play a part out of the back. Would you like to hear some of
this? I'd like to hear some of this, man. I don't know if there's some way I could get a record song. I don't know.